Blog Talk Radio.
Another blessed Sunday afternoon here on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your host, Justified and Cocaine, bringing you that word from a street point of view. What it do, Mr. Cocaine? Blessed to be in the building with you today.
Hey, peace and blessings, brother, on this beautiful Sunday. Peace and blessings to all the listeners out here. And you want to give a shout-out to my team and give a shout-out to my family, first of all, and praise God on this beautiful day. You know, it's in deep prayer this morning, you know, because, you know, it's imperative that we need prayer, you know, because when you get down on your knees, it's a perfect opportunity to repent for your sins. Every day we seem like we got to repent, you know, just to keep us humble, can carry that humiliation with us, because the good thing about it is that we don't have to be perfect. But at the same time, the more we give in to God and let go, the more you look back and those things of the old stay there and remain there. And it's always about growing, growing in the spirit. It's not an overnight process. And today is going to be a special show. We got one of our big bros on the line from the Nerve DJs. Big up to all the Nerve DJs out there. God bless y'all. DJ Johnny O, he has a nice testimony to give. And, you know, brother been breaking records since 1977. So he is like boss of all bosses at what he do. But he wants to come on the Mafia Radio Show. He's coming on to go ahead and give his testimony. And plus we'll have Meech Wells, you know, probably chiming in. He at the gym right now getting it in. Big up, Meech. God bless. He'll be chiming in. And most importantly, we need y'all to call in and give your testimony. If you don't want to give the testimony, sometimes listening is the best key to your spirit. So praise God. Thank God for all the prophets, all the messengers. Thank God for the Messiah, Lord Jesus. And we're going to continue to push towards that light, you know, and let God take care of everything else, you know. Sometimes we can think too much and think our way out of a blessing. So we just want to be able to inspire on this program, you know, like we do every Sunday. We give our time. It's rough sometimes, you know, so rough, so tough, just like a Zap song. But we still be resilient because we have to, because every day we're being blessed, we must be tested. And I just thank God that he has us to really carry out his orders, and they don't be the people that you think. Commonly all the time, you know, he reached down in the lowest pits and grabbed the gangsters, the street cats, and, you know, whoever God chooses to use, all glory be to God, you know. So today is going to be a good show, brother. Justified. And happy birthday to nephew, too. You dig? Why I keep talking.
Yeah, my little son turning 15, you know what I mean, doing his thing, yeah. Beating the odds, came into this world, you know, with Down syndrome, you know, and doctors say a whole lot of things. He ain't going to do this, he ain't going to do that. And, you know, all during that time, I still kept my faith and knew that God was able. And, you know, it's a record that I put out, you know, that said, you know, they told me you wouldn't be able to walk. Well, I thank God when you crawled. And, you know, he walking, he talking, you know, speech is, you know, affected by, you know, this syndrome, but he's still God's child, and he love him, and, you know, he going to use that, you know, to give some glory, because, you know, when I see my son, when I see him dancing and, you know, learning, you know, routines off of this little video game he got on the Xbox, and I see him, you know, learning those steps and knowing it by heart, that just shows that, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, yeah, they may say something's wrong, God always, you know, increases what's right, and he's definitely a gifted child, and I know that, you know, through God blessing me with opportunities, I will, you know, put him out there so other people with Down syndrome children or newborn babies that come in with, you know, defects or whatever, that they can see God's glory. Amen. Through my son, because he's a blessed child. Yeah, dig?
Amen. And that's what it's about, you know. Before we go in to the phone calls and get the OG on the line, that's what it's about, is our children. You know, if you don't want to change, you know, a lot of times people hear the message, we don't fear bullets, we don't fear buffoonery, we don't fear certain things. Even brothers taking a chance and not wearing a condom. And, you know, we don't fear none of that. But when it comes to change, and that God all expects is a mustard seed of faith, it's like it's the hardest thing in the world. And that lets you know how Satan has a grip on the minds of our youth today, brother. And it's like what we have to do as believers is continue to be resilient and to interject that love. Because remember, from the scripture point of view, it said love. It didn't say just relating. It said love covers a multitude of sin, multitude meaning many. So therefore, it's, if you don't want to change for your kids. Change for your family. Don't be so half a hardened. Because greed and different other things that made your heart harden, you know, think back. And that's the thing of it is, it's like when you start looking at what God gave you and you can lose it, then you're starting to think. And see, Satan don't want none of us to think. He wants us to say, oh, that's some square stuff. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm in the guilt. But I'm going to tell you something. When you hear Satan is the father of all liars, he truly is. He has a position. God made him for that position because God knew he is the Alpha and Omega. He already prepared a place for hell. But I'm going to tell you something. Every knee shall bow when the Machdi Messiah come back. Every knee shall bow. Even Satan got to bow that down. So all I'm saying is that if you don't want to change for yourself and you're having problems, start looking at your children. Because children ain't stupid. They smarter than adults. Everything you think you're getting away with, you're not getting away with nothing. So think about that, you know, and it's not an overnight process and thinking like that, but let that be a part of your puzzle piece to inspire you. Okay? If you don't want to change for yourself, least you can do is don't be a pitiful human being and let your kids continue to go through that bullshit. Praise God.
Speak on it. Also, we're upon a time that's, not, I wouldn't just say special, but it is, a time where we just passed the anniversary of, the death of Tupac Shakur, one of the,
yes.
Greatest in the rap game to, really provoke the spirit, you feel me? And,
yes.
Salute to Tupac. And, while we're waiting for these call lines to, blow up, we just want to, pay some homage to our brother and, play one of his many, many, many good songs, that he put out there for us. So with no further ado, in honor of the fallen, Tupac Shakur, we're going to go into a little bit of music from the homie.
My brother.
Let's do it right here on Mafia Radio. This is Still I Rise, because even though you're down at the bottom, please believe, with God in your life, we can still rise.
Hey, now.
Dear Lord, as we down here, fuck struggle for as long as we know, in search of a paradise for the sun. Dreams are dreams, and reality seems to be the only place to go, the only place for us. I know, trying to make the best of bad situations, seems to be my life story. Ain't no glory in pain, a soldier's story in vain, and can't nobody live this life for me. It's a ride, y'all, a long, hard ride.
Somebody wake me, I'm dreaming. I started as a seed, a semen, swimming upstream, planted in the womb, I'm screaming on the top with my pops. My mama screaming stop from a single drop. This is what they got, not to disrespect my people, but my papa was a loser. Only plan he had for mama was a fucker and abuser. Even as a little seed, I could see his plan for me. Stranded on welfare, another broken family. And what was I to be? The product of this heated passion. Mama got pregnant, and papa got a piece of ass. Look how it began. Nobody gave a fuck about me, pistol in my hand. This cruel world could do without me, I cannot survive. Got me asking white Jesus, will a nigga live or die? Cause the Lord can't see us in the deep dark clouds of the project. Ain't no sunshine, no sunny days, and we only play sometimes. When everybody's sleeping, I open my window, jump to the street and get to creeping. I can live or die, hope I get some money, phone gone. I'm only 19, I'm trying to hustle on my own. On this block where everybody in their pops trying to slang rock. Rather go to college, but this is where the game stops. Don't get it wrong, cause it's always on. From dust to dawn, you can buy rock blocks or a herringbone. You can ask my man, he's a mind reader. Keep my nine here all the time, this is how we grind. Meet up at the cemetery, then get smoked out. Pass the weed, nigga, that Hennessy will keep me cheap. Everywhere I go, niggas holler at me. Keep it real, G. And my reply till they kill me, act up if you feel me. I was born not to make it, but I did. The tribulations of a ghetto kid, still I rise.
I stay sharp as always, running your bricks with blicks. Do your project always, dumping crews like twos. Nigga, all day, sequence of war, prepare me for the worst. A life that's lavish, full of cabbage, or a life that's in the hearse. But now my dreams, it seems, though. We play some triple beams and things, bro. Diamond piggy ring, got the loot popping out. My train to keep my Glock cock in trouble with searching for me, then why not? Strong when I made up, plus ways don't on my block. Chance land with many turns to the street. Suck, snatch your bands, we out, combine, we'll make a cash. It wasn't bad, it'll make me mad, I'm just like my homie on the corner with his gat tucked in.
younger say fuck us up. The life he leads, the life he don't need, don't we own up? He trying to rise up and reach his goal, don't silly rise.
Dreams of lost hope, I hit the strip broke where the beans get cold. And still I rise, now I float, cowards ghost. Whenever we come around, I'm running down, clutching a pound, lava sirens ducking the sound. I used to hustle with my mom till the sun came. My homie I'm doing time from the drug game. Stolen cars, war scars, born an outlaw. Behind bars, go to sleep just to see the stars. Freedom is ours, so we trap on a burnt block. Crack kids, only 10 learn to duck.
In 96, my Glock, my plastic passion for blasting bastards. No faces for open casting, peeling your cat backwards. Your cowards ain't prepared for pistol practice. I send my missile through your mattress, leaving holes in your body like a cactus. While me and my crew be popping, more green's the topic. And Luther keeps the scenes in my motherfucking jeans popping, leaving your spleen to pick up. Half of you niggas is softer than a snicker. Let's go to war and see you grow quicker. And still I rise, and still I rise.
Yes, sir, we're having a little technical difficulties here on the board. That was Tupac Shakur with Still I Rise. Rest in peace to one of the greatest of all time. Coke, we got some special people, you know, popping in the building on us today. I see we got the big homie Meech Wells is in the house, you know, coming over here to Men of Faith in Action to chop it up with us briefly.
Yeah, we got the big homie Johnny O, too, but first we want to go on to Meech, and we're going to bring in the big homie as well, so... We appreciate you being on the show, Mr. Meech Wells.
What it do, y'all? It's 107 degrees out here in L.A. It's crazy right now. It's hot as a motherfucker. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, just praising God. This is the platform and with Justified and myself, you know, being a part of the solution, so we appreciate you giving your testimony. I'm going to dive right into it real quick, if you don't mind, my brother. And once again, welcome to Mafia Radio Show.
Well, do Mafia Radio Show.
Yes, sir. Here where we give our testimony. So, first of all, I know you. You're my brother. You know, we've been mixing it up for a minute.
Yeah.
And you've been out there for a minute, man. You got 22 million under your belt. You are the son of the great Mary Wells and the nephew of Bob, the late great Bobby Womack, which, you know, music has always been in your loins. But what I want to know, how can you remember, if you can share with us, how has God played a role in you growing up in your household?
Growing up in my household?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm pretty much in the oldest out of my siblings. So I always been, you know, a leader, and my dad always told me I'd be the man of the house if anything happened to him or he wasn't around. So I always had like a leader role, role in the house, except for mom's, of course. She was beef, so you try to rule her, she'd put you down in a second.
That's right.
But, you know, and just been, you know, a mentor to my little brothers and sisters, and, you know, God's been a hell of a role, though. I mean, it's all God in my leadership.
Yeah, praise God. So that's a beautiful thing, especially, you know, you being the Motown baby, you know what I mean, coming from that lineage, and, you know, to always, you know, take that leadership. You're absolutely right. That was God in you, in your heart. And another question I want to go into, share with our audience some of the things are probably an event that, you know, you was in a situation to where it was heated, but then you know it was God that got you out of that situation. if you could take some time to think, and, or, you know, things happen in the streets. We don't want to give up too much information, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, what was any event or situation you was in that you looked like you couldn't get out of, but it was the hand of God that got you out of it? Go ahead and share with the audience.
I would say from a stretch from, like, 95. Well, my mom passed away in 92, so in 93, you know, I got a break right away when she passed away. So it was, like, kind of like, you know, I was doing well right afterwards, so I didn't really feel, you know, losing a parent and what I would go through pretty much in life without having anybody to have my back. So around 95, things got slow, you know, and you go through a period, a slow period, and then I picked it back up in 98, but those 3 years were real challenging and tough. You know, nigga had to resort back to the street a little bit and do whatever it takes to stay above water until I got another break in 97, really, when I ran into Snoop. And then from there, you know, 98, 99 with you and that whole thing, it went through a good period of 5 or 6 years of some good money making and good times. And then, of course, after that, a few years again, you know, you just got to just weather the storm. You got to just go through tough times and be able to weather the storm and come through it. And that's where God comes in.
Yes, sir. So you could truly say your victory was, you know, it's cool you share with our audience how it was cracking over there with Snoop at the doghouse at one time. But then, you know, sometimes what go up come down. So in those would-be appear down times, what did you do to sustain your joy with God and your family during those down times?
Just get my business right, you know, start collecting royalties, make sure my paperwork and all that was in line. That was a good time to clean up everything and make sure that the checks were going to come in on time and be the right number coming in. And then I would say that was the process. And then, you know, just still working on other stuff, being able to still work in the business without actually depending on working with one person. It was good for a good thing. But then after that, you know, you got to keep working. I'm a producer, so I got to move on to other stuff. And you know, I maintained through a tough time and once again weathered that storm. And here we are today back again, you know, making noise with my nigga Cocaine.
So, hey, praise God, praise God. So what I wanna say, to elaborate on that, you know, and I'm sure you can agree and just about I can agree and a lot of the listeners can agree they have children. One of the things that just help me, you know what I mean, redesign my whole program is that I really took some time off and just kicked it with my family. You know, that's one of the things that God expects us to do after whatever downtime you have, which is really a blessing because God is always up to something, working on something. We just don't know. When one doors appear to be closed, he got three doors open that we just don't because he know ahead. So would you agree that at those times it was cool to shut down people from the music industry and really reflect on family? So my question to you, as we all, you know, drifted off our own way outside the doghouse because, you know, different other situations that had happened, and would you agree that family was the most fruitful time for you in the process of you just getting everything together?
Man, 100%. During the time I was away from doing, you know, doing all that stuff and working on stuff, you know, I came back to my family really in a disarray to where I had to fix a lot of stuff. So it came at the proper time for me and my son. He was 16 at the time. He had probation cases, all kind of shit going on that I didn't really know about, you know what I mean, because I was so busy taking care of business. And wasn't taking care of that business. So a lot of people, probably, you know, guys that are doing so much and never take a break, I'm sure they go through a lot of stuff and turmoil with their family. You know, I put it back together before it could happen like that for me. I was able to put the time in and straighten the kids. I'm still on a mission on that because my younger one's coming up where they're going into adulthood, and adulthood is a whole different level, so you got to be willing to go through that with them too and have them smoking weed with you and drinking and all that. You know, it's a whole different transition.
I can't do it with mine, fam. I mean, I'm a Kush King, but, you know, I can't do it with mine. And, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. And
yeah,
to elaborate on what you were saying, that's what really, really helped us all is being connected to family, because within the family is God. And you realize all the stuff you've been hustling for them, you can be more disconnected by hustling when we all realize and thank God for humbling us, because those that God chastises, he humbles and loves, is that we just have to be connected and believe by faith that, hey, some things we ain't got to work so extra hard, because you need that time with your family, because God has got your blessings in the first place. You can't work so much or you can't work so less. If you show the effort that, hey, I'm doing this for my family, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, you know, I had shows to do down at K-Day. I had shows to do down here. But it was some things that I had to handle with my family first. And I don't care how good this music industry looks, when it comes to family, that's numero uno. And it's just a blessing to talk to brothers like yourself who know the depth of the music industry, but at the same time have some type of family stability, because me and you both know through our parents, we Motown babies. We know what mm-hmm. is attached to this music industry is some real trickery, and it's just like grounding your wire. If you don't ground your wire, you're going to get shot, and that's what family does. God and family does. It just really allows you to ground your wires so life don't continue to shock your ass. And it's a blessing to be able to hear that from you. You know, that family played a major role. What I want to do right now is go ahead and get into this song, Chicago, talk about it real quick, let everybody know. We also have another special guest on the line, Johnny Yo. Hang on the line. We see you. Talk about this song Chicago real quick, because it's definitely tapped into what we put out, like I'm Blessed and things that are going on in the inner cities and the communities. How do you feel about being attached to this type of song? Because we done made many songs, but this one right here, for some reason, is really resonating across the board. So how do you feel about that, brother? And, you know, you did a hell of a beat, man. My hat off to you.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. And you put some hell of a lyrics and melodies on that as well as the rap. But, I feel like I'm really, really blessed to be a part of this record because, I mean, we didn't compromise, you know, the street with it as well. Even though you're saying some positive stuff, you're coming off on it just like you come off on other records we did. So it was good to see you capture the gangsterism still, you know, putting a positive message out there. And the way you put it out there, mention the Vice Lords and, you know, G-Gang got Chicago, so they, you know, can actually look at it. But at the same time, for niggas that's repping they set, they can look at that and say, yeah, and throw their signs up when you say their names. So it still did its purpose on both sides of the fence.
Oh, praise God. Glory be to God. You know, it was one of them things that, you know, when I write, the track write the song, and the track was very anointed. I had told you a concept. You went here and did it. You know, ain't going to say no names. There was some big names that passed that track up, but see, it wasn't for them. You know, it was for us to be used by God personally to make that type of song that's really across the board. It's the right timing, because we need those type of songs that's going to help inspire other artists to go ahead and just take a leap of faith, because that's the problem. They don't fear bullets. We don't fear this. We don't fear that, but we fear change. And if one thing that is very significant is that job, by allowing God, you know, and asking God rather to use us to go ahead and make a difference, move past our own imperfections and inconsistencies as human beings, But still, you know, the Lord used us in this way, and I have a strong feeling that this record is going to go global. So my hat is off to you for being a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like we all, we got this buddy boy movement where we put pain where it ain't, allow God to use us where others can't. And I just thank God for that. And Chicago is going to be a big record. I'm blessed. And everything that we have coming out of our loins as far as the God-given talent that we use, it's just a blessing to be used in a way that God can use you and not where we came from can use you or what people think can use you. It's all about God. And every chance we get, we don't over-exaggerate it. We ain't preaching, we street cats. But the good thing about it, God was in the streets. He wasn't just in the church. So we did our thing in Chicago. So salute to you, Brother Meech.
Salute to you too, Coca.
Man, it's on. Glory to God. Let's go to that record real quick, Justify, and we can come back. And we want you to hang on the line, Brother Meech. Give them your information real quick where they can reach you too.
Meech. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, give them your information. We're going to play Chicago, but before we do that, give them your information. Let them know, because you're one of the hottest sizzling man producers on the planet, man. So give them your information, and we're going to go on this song.
Okay, for sure. Let's go in this Chicago by Cocaine, produced by Meech Wells, and y'all can get at me at Meech Wells on Twitter, twitter.com/Meech Wells.
Yes, sir. Justify, you there?
Yes, sir. I want to thank all our listeners, all the area codes that are in the check-in, the 310s, the 760s, the 951s, the 216s, 562s. We see you, and we see you with your hand up, and we'll be coming right back to you guys right after we bang this Chicago, produced by Meech Wells, starring Cocaine.
On the block, 2 minutes later, hear pop, pop, pop. Little girl bleeding on the sidewalk, and four young blacks lined out in chalk. Satan never sleeps in the heart of the windy street. 20 people got killed over the week, in a hostile environment where they close public schools and no jobs hiring. The black youth is scorned. This young brothers run around like children of the corn, and everybody got a gun. Now I don't know any black gun shop owner, not one. Put the poison in the hood to kill ourselves. And ain't nobody doing shit to help. Look at all this death that we facing. Obama nation or Obama's nation.
Young niggas be moving fast. Better take it slow. Young nigga, you might not last. When them pistol blow. Young niggas don't get no more. Nothing to live for. What's really going on in the streets of Chicago?
The next day, and your child is gone. What's really going on? Got the preachers in the pulpit singing that same sad song. What's really going on? How did Chicago become the new Vietnam? What's really going on? Now how can we sit back and do nothing that's wrong? Black on black crime at an all-time high. It seems every born just to turn around and die. In the media, they only cover what they want. And if it's not appealing to the station, then they don't. More dope, more guns, and they building more deals. Can't nobody tell me this ain't living in hell. Our government is making money off killing off one another. Put the guns down and start loving your brother. We got to come together, start saving our young brothers. Black keystone, black keys, black disciples. Let's make allies and not rivals.
Even if the wounds cut deeper than the deepest blue sea.
How we gon' survive if we don't have unity? They put us in the cage like slaves. And our ancestors is flipping in their graves. They laid down their life, the ultimate sacrifice. Freedom ain't free cause it come with a price. How do we get this way? I just don't understand.
heard it here on Mafia Radio. That's that Cocaine with Chicago, produced by the hit maker, Meech Wells. We want to thank everybody that's online for tuning in. If you want to join this conversation and shoot some questions at our special guest, the number is 646-200-4945. And I believe we're about to bring our next special guest into the building, and I'm going to go to him right now. Johnny O, you in the building with us?
Yep, yep.
What's going on, DJ Johnny O, the OG? What's good with you, sir?
Over here doing a little kitty birthday party, you know, got to keep things moving all the time, family and work.
The same
yes,
gang.
Sir.
I'm over here having my son's birthday party, brother. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got to take care of the shorties today.
I didn't hear you.
I said, it's party day.
Party day all day, yeah. Jubilee. Hey, big up for coming on the show, big bro, Johnny O. For those listeners that don't, man, it's a blessing to have you on the airwaves. For those that don't know, let me make a proper introduction. This cat right here been in the game since 77, been breaking records. You know, is one of the ones that grits and grind, tapped into the community. And there's not too many people you can name in the music industry that he hasn't broke records. But the thing of it is, he's so solid. He comes from that old-fashioned era to where, you know, we knew not to have our elbows on the table because Granny would do. He would dog-slap the mess out of us. So, you know, with this, he has the type of mentorship, y'all. If y'all ever want to have y'all stuff supported, this godly-like brother right here is a real cat to the streets as well. He'll take care of you. Nerve DJs, mixtape.com, Mr. President, CEO. What it do? Welcome to Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, DJ Johnny O. Oh, yes, definitely a man of faith right here, and extra man of faith because I pray to God that the Browns will win today, and they won, so he does answer your prayers, so amen.
Yes, he do. So we want to jump right into it. We want to get in the deep end. You have been in the industry a minute, and you know some of the things. You done seen it all practically. Brother's here and brother's not here. What is some of the things that you can say that help you sustain, you know, all these years because you're a survivor, and how was God connected to you, and not only you being the head, also to your family? Tell our audience that. What helped you sustain all these years?
Well, believing and keeping my faith was the first thing. Teaching my kids, which are all now just about all grown, except for one still here at home. She'll be 16 in November. But teaching them how to you know, pray, believe in the Lord, you know, and respect the elders first. So,
yes, sir.
And I've always been a grinder, you know. Coming up, I grew up with 8 sisters and 2 other brothers, so I came from a big family. So I always had to work, even though, you know, my mother only had me and my younger sister, but she raised all my father's other kids. So it was one big family. So, you know, we were taught well. My mother worked at General Motors. My father worked construction. So I've seen the hard work. I've seen what it takes to be out here and help other people that don't know how to work as hard learn the way to work. But, you know, I've always been in church. So when we sat down for dinner every day, my father was in town working, we sat down for dinner. So we did not eat in the kitchen or the living room or your bedroom. We sat down as a family for dinner, and that's how I was raised. Church, my mother had us in church every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m., you know, Sunday school, church, after church. So that's all I know.
Praise God.
I believe. And I pray all the time, and God answered my prayers about 3 years ago now. So, I had kidney failure,
And in 2011, my daughter came up to me and she said, when you get on the waiting list, I'm going to be the first one to get tested and I'm going to be your match.
I said, okay.
So I lost weight so I can get on the waiting list, because the waiting list is about 400,000 people on the waiting list to get a kidney.
Wow.
So as I'm waiting, you know, I got on the list to leave June of 2013, and my daughter went down the second week in June, and she got tested, and she came back a 98% match. So
wow.
That was nothing but her beliefs that I taught her, her mother and I taught her, you know, and her faith in the Lord, that she claimed it, that she was going to be her daddy's match. And she was a match. In October the 21st last year, we went in at 5 a.m. and she gave me a kidney. And it'll be a year since we got a kidney this October 21st. So.
Oh, glory to God.
Definitely believe in the Lord. Yes. Yes, sir.
That's
my prayer.
That moved on supernatural, because I think it's a 50-50 chance that don't match. And she boldly declared and decree in his name,
and it
happened for you. And see, I praise God for you, Brother Johnny, is because God, you know, used examples too. You know, he gives us confirmation, because with society and what devil hidden hand is behind there, he do a clever job by giving the illusion that God is not real. And he, you know, I just praise God for you. You'll walk in blessing and walk in miracle, and praise your family, because that's what it's about. And
yes,
I wanted, my next question I would ask, would you agree that everything really starts at home? And at the same time that you can give the answer that it starts at home, what are some of the young you can give to the youngsters? Because you always, well, one thing that's special about you, brother, is that you always in tap to the youngsters too. What are some of the things that you can give the youngsters from your perspective and experience in life and being at the home, having God at the home, that you can give to some of these youngsters that don't even have half as what we had? What are some of the things that you can inspire them and to fill that void? Because a lot of our young brothers and sisters, they didn't have God. Some of them didn't have God in the house. Some of them was
fostering.
Kids on drugs, you know, they even got a bunch of crack babies running around. So let the audience know some of the things that how you think can really be instrumental in inspiring these youngsters.
First, they have to believe. Once they believe that their prayers can be answered, anything is possible. So put your belief and your faith in that prayer first. Respect. Learn to respect everyone, not just your family, but everyone, until they disrespect you, you know? So those are the first things. And it always doesn't have to be violence if someone disrespects you. So sometimes you can just walk away, and maybe they'll grow up. It's kind of hard in today's society to do that with everybody wanting to shoot people, but we got to get out of that right now. We have to get out of that whole realm of just shooting somebody because they stepped on your new white tennis shoes. We got to leave that alone.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to stop killing ourselves. I mean, we are only 13% of the whole population. Hang on one second.
Can you shut that door?
Yeah, great teach on it. Real.
Yeah, like I said, we got a party going and up the day of that party. And so sorry about the interruption. I preach that every day. You know, it's hard, and believe you me, I still live in one of the worst neighborhoods in Cleveland. But, you know, you have to go out on faith. I walk out the house every night on faith to walk my dog at 10, 11 o'clock at night and just thank the Lord that, you know, none of these hood robbers have tried to rob me or kill me for, you know, my diamond encrusted watch or anything of that nature. So I'm blessed.
Right.
You know,
yes,
but the main thing is faith and believing. If you can believe and keep the faith, anything is possible.
Yes, sir. So I totally second that emotion that, you know, it's sometimes it's, yeah, and y'all youngsters hear this. Y'all hear what the big homie said. It's faith and believing. You know, God can't really do what he wants to do for you unless you start to believe. Sometimes you got to get off that guilt trip, and that's one of the things that can hold us, you know, is the guilt, you know. But see, God accepts you as you are because it's the transforming and renewing of your mind and spirit. And, you know, we all in this together, this whole fellowship. And I just praise God for you, Johnny O, for being resilient because it's the same techniques and we can contribute to our brothers and sisters, Medgar Evans, back in the days, Harry Tubman, Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? They have to be resilient because they had less than nothing to work on. But they still gave it their all, and they always put the Lord above everything. And they didn't, you know, sometimes they, God knew what who Jesus was and know their heart, even though we were praying to a white Jesus at the time. But, Steve, that's all we had, you know what I'm saying, to go upon. And that's the love part. And I just thank God that he's waking up brothers like us to go into the community to talk the language where these youngsters can relate to us, because the problem is, and not with all preachers, Brother Johnny, it's the simple fact that we have become so carnal, preachers have become so carnal that they shelling them out instead of reeling them in like fishermen are men. And it's like we got to get out of our comfort zone and get into the streets and don't take the Jubilee side of the Lord, also take the radical side of the Lord. Because anybody that come in and flip over tables, they had to be resilient. That's like going to the White House flipping over tables. So we have to take that same mentality and approach that you explained to our audience and really be inspired. And the key has always been consistency. So we appreciate you, you know, spewing out your testimony, brother, to inspire. And I know somebody has been inspired because it's like we get all these things in life, this stuff. And it's just like it is. What does a man profit the world to lose his very soul? You can get $1 million, but can't get rid of lung cancer. You know what I'm saying? So what is it worth? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you. You know, we really appreciate you laying it down on the line. I'm not ready. Yes, sir. Going to my guy, Justified, do you have any questions for the big, big homie?
I mean, I always do, you know what I mean? But, you know, I do it. I kick back. I listen. You know, I was inspired, you know, by your testimony, you know, the very first time, you know, that you shared it with us on one of our, you know, Nerd DJ conference calls. You shared that with us. And, you know, God is great, and he gets all the glory. I do have a couple callers that have their hands up in the call queue. We're winding down on the last 10 minutes of our show. So when I bring in, if you got a question for the OG Johnny O, or we still got Meech Wells in the building with us, please do so briefly. Here we go. We're going to get it started with this 951 that's been on hold. 951, you're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action. 951-536.
Yes. Hello. How you doing?
Blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was calling because, you know, I hear the show and we're talking about a lot of the violence that's going on amongst African-American men in particular. I want to talk about because, like, 951 is where I live in Moreno Valley, but one of my friends was killed in Victorville a month ago. Yeah, his name was Dante Parker. And
that's my fan band.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's just that the image that they seem to be portraying is like so contrasting to what he is. Like he's a family man and had a wife, 5 kids.
Wow.
And it's so hurtful that in one day, like, their whole life was changed. You know, he was a breadwinner working for Victorville Press, the newspaper, and, you know, they vouched for him in the papers. You know, they talked about, you know, the type of employer he was. He was well-loved by his community and his employer, his boss, you know, all these people, and it's just sad. And we want to see justice. You know, we want fair. We want things to be transparent and where people can see exactly what's going on, especially as it pertains to those who are supposed to serve and protect. And
Amen.
There's just so many unanswered questions, you know, and we're just we're hoping that, you know, just as a people, first we have to think we come together first. And just,
right.
you know, just to stand up for one another. And also that we want these police to, like, answer for what they've done.
Yes. Well, it's going to take that resilience, and that's what it's about. It's sad. You know, you look back at our people, sister, it's so sad. It's like, why? But see, at the same
yes.
time, God is the omnipotent God. They're in heaven. They got a smooth flight to heaven, you know, because they did not do nothing to nobody. And we're against the system right now, and the system stands for what it is. It's like you can look all we're not even considered part of that, even in the Constitution. So the only
yeah.
way to beat this is the Lord, the love of the Lord, and the resilience that we know that there is such thing as a heaven and a hell, that all of our fallen soldiers that have been martyrs in love and family and godliness, you know, they got taken too soon. But we take their legacy and we get comfort that they're with the Lord and right under him. And,
yeah.
you know, that's sad what happened to the brother in Victorville, and it's happening everywhere. It's just like
we
can't put so much on Obama, because remember, the president is selected, not elected. And that's
right.
what they want to do. They want us to be the guinea pigs, and so we can take the fall and say, I told you, that Negro up here is the fall for the country going. And it's just, it's Satan. It's Satan
right.
is working, because he can't stand us, first of all,
yeah.
and especially those people in the suppression that we were come from, and that we never did get no reparations. You know, we never did get no truth. So it's time for accountability again. It's time for that resilience again, because we, the color of our skin, off the bat, anybody that's the people of color, from brown to black, we had to be resilient. And still to this day, we have
yeah.
to have that resilience and take the peace of the Lord, take it with us, and it's hard as human beings, but we have to show who really is the animals, because they call us animals. No, y'all the animals. Yo,
yeah.
y'all the ignorant niggas. Not
yeah.
us. So I encourage us to still stay resilient, stay prayed up, unless we have to fight. We have to fight the good fight of faith, and it's the intelligence that's part of our Holy Spirit that's going to make a difference. Not all the difference, but we can slow it down. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. I just want to thank you guys for your show, and I'm sure his wife is listening. She's my best friend. I went to school with her since third grade, best friend, and Pooh, you know, was in junior high together. And it's just, I want to thank you for your word, and that we do have to keep that focus as far as spiritually, because like you say, it's a war, it's a spiritual war too. And just want to thank you for your show, and just, you know, the topics that you bring. And God bless you guys.
Oh, God bless you. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes. You know, that's Andre's, J.M. Dre's family, you know, that's on the line dealing with the...
Hey, God bless you.
That was the homie I grew up with him. You know, for how it really was. And, you know, when we talked, all we talked about was family and God. And, you know, it's a, you know, travesty what happened there. And we're definitely going to dedicate, you know, some mafia time to that issue in great detail. And, just been wanting to give the family their time to, you know, to heal. But when, you know, it's time to fight, and, you know, the men of faith in action, that's what we do. We push the line. So, you know, we're definitely going to line that up. I want to get to everybody that has their hands up, so I want to keep it moving to this 562. 562-225, you're on Men of Faith in Action Radio Show.
Thank you for holding on the line, too, Johnny and Meech.
Two.
Peace, bud.
All right. Got to keep it moving down the line. I'm going to go to this 310. This looks like the big homie J.M. Dre in the building. What's going on?
What's going on, people? This is Dre. Good.
Hey,
man,
God bless you, fam.
God bless everybody on the panel. Appreciate you guys giving my family and friends a little time to kind of speak and, you know, get a few things to share.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we just riding out on Mafia, the show coming down to our final 3 minutes. But, you know, we had our special guest in the building, DJ Johnny O, and the hit maker Meech Wells is definitely up in the building with Mafia today. And before we get out of here, I want to be able to, you know, see if they have any words that they want to say before we exit out of here. I'm going to come back to Meech. You still in the building with us, bro?
Meech Wells.
Big Meech.
Well, let's go to Johnny O. He probably chimed off, you know, lost or something.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to bring in Johnny O at the same time as well. Johnny O, you there?
Yes, sir, to the end.
We got Meech queued up, too.
Okay. Praise God. Go ahead, Justify. Let's go to Meech, and then we end it out with the big homie. And I would say, Meech, thank you for coming on the program, brother. You know, the stuff that we do, we pray together, and all of us pray together as far as that concerned, me, you, Johnny O, and the fellas, and Justified, and we just thank you for sharing, you know, and being an inspiration. All glory goes to God. What are some of the things that you can leave the youngsters and people in general how to stick to the script with God? Hello?
Johnny O, can you hear me?
Meech. Just about.
Johnny
Hello? Johnny O. We'll go to Johnny O real quick. Meet you, chime back in. Same thing applies to you, big bro. What can you leave our audience with and keep them inspired by sticking to the script with God? Go ahead, brother.
I would say keep it positive first. Stay away from the negativity. And as I always teach my kids, be respectful and you'll get respect.
Plain and simple. Glory to God. That's it right there. It's all about respecting. If you respect the Lord, well, you're going to want to do things accordingly to the Lord. That don't mean this is overnight, you know, but if you show the effort and be inspired, you know, inspiration will always lead to elevation. And we just thank you for really coming on the program, being an inspiration. Y'all make sure any music DJs out there, y'all make sure y'all join NerveDJsMixtape.com. That's NerveDJsMixtape.com. They break your tracks, not your stacks, and they really care about the music. So we're honored. Thank you for being a blessing to the whole game, and just thank you being a father figure to a lot of young brothers out here and a big bro and a mentor as well. Salute to you, DJ Johnny O.
Thank you, Kane. Appreciate you, bro. Always working.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Now that party time now, them kids probably looking like, what, Danny, huh?
Yeah, that's what they actually
love you, brother.
Love you too. Appreciate it. So I'm gonna head up there with the kids now.
Sir, have a good time, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right, y'all too. Yep, peace.
We appreciate you, Johnny O. Yeah, Kogan, looks like we're at the end of another good show. You know, I got all my guests starting to show up, doorbell ringing, babies crying, it's going down over here at the JM compound. But I just want to thank everybody that's online. We will be back again next Sunday, same time, same spot. You know what I mean? It's the Men of Faith in Action radio show. And we're going to get out of here. What are we trying to ride out of here today with, Coco? What you trying to hear on the way out?
Man, you already know. I'm feeling blessed right now. Go get that single at iTunes. I'm blessed. Justified in Chicago coming in 3 weeks, and make sure y'all follow the Buddy Boy movement in camp. We got a lot of goodies for y'all, but stay blessed and don't stress. This is Mafia Radio.
All day.
World West Media.
Do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it. If he won't bring me through it, I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted All the things that I got, I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody's worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that, and he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? When I know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.